ABC Radio Australia.
Well, how have you kept yourself moving during the pandemic? I myself have been doing a little bit of online yoga and a little bit of online dancing as well. Well, a hip-hop company in Fiji is providing much-needed joy during an incredibly tough time, and they're doing what they can to keep people motivated and moving. Mata Dance Fiji has continued to hold dance classes, even if it means they're online. They've been teaching adults and also kids, and if you need a bit of a smile, check out their Facebook page where they shared this video of some of their young students showing off their skills. In the daylight, when the sun is shining, hey, I deserve a play. And don't forget the flowers every universe away. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need. Small tight buddy, like a criminal undercover. Going pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. You were hearing some of the music there, but if you do check out Facebook, you can see some of the fantastic dance moves that go with those songs. But to find out how they've been managing, we're joined now by Mata dancer and choreographer, Tevita Tombayoweni Bula. And good morning, Tevita.
Good morning. Good morning from Fiji. So good to be on this morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you so much for joining. I wanted to start by asking, Tevita, what does dancing mean to you?
Dancing has always been a part of my life, and growing up in the Pacific, not only for me, I'm sure it resonates with every other Pacific Islander. It's in our culture, and it's something that we all grew up with. So it's a huge part of our lives. And I think for us and for me personally, I've decided to take it up as a career. And I just know that Fiji has a lot to offer in terms of dance and specifically hip hop, which is what we work at Mata.
And with everything going on in Fiji and globally at the moment, how has dancing kept you sort of sane, and how has it kept you motivated, and how has dancing kept you going, basically?
I think it definitely has not been an easy journey. Like, for us, providing this space to a lot of young people that come out of after school or after work, and for that to be taken away all of a sudden when we went into lockdown, it certainly has placed us in like really weird spaces in terms of our thinking and our emotional like well-being. But we're grateful that we have like mediums such as technology that, you know, have come into play where we can still carry out what we do. But I guess we try our best. And I think we've done pretty well considering that we've been offering 2 full terms in lockdown, which has not been easy. But we're still keeping on, yeah.
So talking about what you do, what exactly pre-pandemic did Mata Dance Fiji do, and what are you guys doing now?
Well, as you mentioned, we're a hip-hop dance company based here in Suva, and we specifically work with developing the genre of hip-hop here. It's not something that's a very household dance genre that everyone knows about, so that's something that we want to develop and harness. In our first year of running, we entered 2 overseas competitions, both in New Zealand and in the States. And I think that pretty much sort of established us here in the country in terms of being a hip hop crew and a hip hop dance company. We basically work towards building the genre of the hip hop dance scene here and harnessing that talent here in Fiji. And then I think we've had so many projects that we did pre-pandemic. But then we sort of had to like re-strategize everything when we went into lockdown and just figure out ways in which we can still carry out what we love to do and, yeah, just continue to operate.
Well, in talking about continuing to operate, one of the things that you guys have been doing is taking or conducting online classes. Now, we're going to take a listen to one of these classes online. It is something you really got to see, so I do recommend you head to Facebook and search up Mata Dance Fiji. But let's take a listen to some of the classes.
Got that good, baby, don't you? Got the good, baby, don't you? Watch you leave this world alone. Ain't regular dance. So when you're listening to this, you've got to imagine that people are looking at some dance teachers moving their body and trying to copy it as well. I know that in lockdown, I've definitely headed to some dance classes online, heading to YouTube, because I do love to move my body because that brings me joy. And I'm sure that that's what you guys are trying to do as well. So tell me, how do the online classes work logistically? What do you use? And how does, you know, how does the timing work? And how can the students kind of follow the steps with potentially connection issues and stuff that comes with doing things online?
Well, I think we're pretty blessed to have like a very supportive and dedicated team that looks after the logistics of everything running online. So we just promote our terms online, and then we have a good number of dedicated students that, you know, were taking classes pre-lockdown that have continued to stay on, and even a few new students. We've had a couple of students from outside of Fiji even that have taken advantage of the idea of learning online with us. So we all conduct our classes on Zoom. I think that's the most popular site that everyone is using now in terms of working or schooling online. And, you know, some of the struggles, of course, is connectivity and internet problems. But I think with the dedicated team of teachers that we have and the students, there's an understanding of, you know, things can go wrong here and there. But all in all, we just want to make people happy during this time. It's really a difficult time here in Fiji. We have cases that are skyrocketing every single day. So any way in which we can, you know, help put a smile on a little boy or a little girl out there, that's enough from us.
Well, maybe the buffering might look good when you're popping and locking, because it kind of makes you a buffer anyway. So it could potentially be good for making it look like you're dancing
exactly.
Really well.
If you look at it that way, yeah.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Tevita Tombaya Weni, a dancer and choreographer with Mata Fiji. And we're talking about how his dance company and dance troupe used Zoom and online technologies to keep dancing and keep bringing joy into homes across Fiji as well. And Tevita, we know a lot of people are feeling quite isolated at the moment. What are your students and dance community telling you about how they're feeling and how they're feeling about being able to be connected with this class?
I think we definitely noticed that when students, when we went on with the terms, we definitely noticed there's been a bit of a gap between the interest of the students and, like, even with our few teachers, to be honest, like, it's just not the same as being in physical proximity or, like, in the physical space, in the dance space. So I think at that times we always trying to think of things that we do to continue to inspire us to keep on dancing and keep on moving. So even if it's completely doing something that's not particularly related to dancing, like students come on and we say, okay, get your coloring books. We're going to like color for 10 minutes before we get into dancing. So I think it's important to always be innovative and always try to think of things outside the box, so that, because once it gets monotonous and with the gap that already exists between us, the screen, and the student on the other end of the screen, it really gets to our mind sometimes. Yeah,
of course, because there's something about dancing via Zoom, which I've done. It's a lot of fun, but when you dance, being able to feel your classmates or feel the music and feel the other people in the room, that also gives you the energy and gives you sort of that push that you need to keep moving, to keep sweating it out, to keep dancing.
Definitely.
So I can really understand that sometimes it is a bit hard, because that digital connection can feel a bit sort of sterile sometimes in terms of being a little bit separated. But it is fantastic to hear that a lot of people are loving your classes. Now, one thing about dance classes are that sometimes, you know, with the situation in Fiji, a lot of people have lost work, they've lost their jobs, there isn't a lot of income flowing around. So are any of your classes offered to people for free, or what are you doing in that kind of space as well?
Yeah, definitely. So for us, every term, we give out 10 free spots to anyone who sort of emails our official email, our dance company email. And then we just pick the top 10 like emails that email in, and they get the free term of any class of their choice. We do have situations in which, like, we sort of understand the backgrounds of certain families and certain kids that, you know, can't really pay for their classes, or, you know, can only pay half. So we definitely make exceptions for that. I think at the end of the day, in We understand that we are a business, and we, you know, we have people to pay and like teachers to pay and everything. But one thing that we've always tried to strive towards is making sure that our gift and what we do reaches the community in general. So, yeah, we try our best to be able to offer everyone dance classes.
One of my favourite things when I did dance classes back in the day was the end-of-year concert. Now, of course, because of COVID, that is become increasingly difficult for a lot of dance classes and dance studios around the world. So do you have any plans for a Zoom virtual end-of-year concert?
It definitely isn't an easy fit to, like, put together, I think. With the idea of, restrictions and everyone has to be in their homes, there definitely is a possibility for us to work towards putting on an online show. It's something that's being discussed right now between my team and I. So as soon as that's like decided, you should be seeing it on our Facebook pages and all our social media outlets.
Well, if people are interested in joining your classes, and given that they're virtual, could they potentially reach out to you from elsewhere in the Pacific?
Definitely. I think one of the things that we've also tried to maintain is our social media like presence during this time. We definitely feel like the more that we are present on social media, because that's the easiest way people can reach out to us from. We know that we're more accessible. So we try to make sure that every week, you know, there's a post or two that we put up to make sure that people know, okay, these guys are still going. They're still striving towards, you know, providing dance, regardless if it's in lockdown. So, our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook, those two are our main ones. We have a TikTok, but it's off. It's slowly getting off the ground. But, you can definitely reach us on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, Tavita, before I let you go, I want to ask one more question, which is, what is your favourite song to dance to at the moment? If you've got to pick one to share across the waves in the Pacific, what song are you really enjoying kind of, you know, hip-hopping to at the moment?
Well, if you... I have never really thought about that. I think I love every song, but to me, the one that I'm really listening to right now is Normani's Wild Side. That's because it has an intense choreography as well, which I've been trying to hack for the past 2 weeks.
I'm wishing you the best of luck, because I've seen that video clip. I've heard the song. That choreography is intense, but if anyone can do it, I'm sure that you can. And I can't wait to potentially see that on your Facebook pages or on your TikTok as well, once you've cracked the choreography. But Tavita, it's been a wonderful, wonderful joy speaking to you. Thank you so much for sharing what you do and what your dance troupe and dance organization is doing. And I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a good day.